WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you can be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Madisonville man is in jail accused of not having permission to take an SUV from the scene of a Bryan home that was destroyed by an explosion, leaving two bodies in the remains.
According to the arrest report, Bryan police are still waiting for the medical examiner's office to confirm the identities of the victims. In the arrest report, investigators and family members believe they are a woman and her father. Held on bond of $150,000 is 34-year-old Dennis Wayne Brown III. He was found in a North Bryan motel room 15 hours after the fire, with the woman's SUV parked outside and officers looking through a window seeing what they believed to be the keys on Brown's bed. The arrest report noted state and local fire investigators found undisclosed evidence of arson. Nothing was mentioned about any motive. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council voted against adding proposed changes to the city charter in this November's election. Ann Horton's vote came after hearing recommendations from the city attorney.
We have consulted with our city attorney this evening, and based on what she has told us in our executive session, I believe that it would be problematic to have these on the ballot.
Rafael Pena repeated his call from 2 weeks ago to let the voters decide. The defeat by a 4-2 vote means supporters of three changes to the charter will have until July 1st to collect enough signatures to have about 1,400 certified for the election. The intersection of Welburn and Rock Prairie Road was blocked for nearly 3 hours Tuesday following a crash. Witnesses told College Station police a southbound cement truck ran a red light. The truck driver, attempting to avoid striking crossing traffic, swerved into the northbound lane. That caused the truck to roll onto its side. The truck then slid and struck a northbound van. Both drivers were treated at the scene for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the cement truck was ticketed for disregarding a red light. The Texas Department of Transportation Bryan District Office held a news conference Tuesday to publicize National Work Zone Safety Awareness Week. Spokesman Bob Colwell was joined by two employees who are regularly in work zones with their wives and children.
This is the reason that we want everyone to slow down in work zones, so Jeffrey can go home to his family and Ryan can go home to his family.
Colwell says 103 TxDOT employees have died from third-party crashes on or near a roadway. According to a sign at the district maintenance office in North Bryan, it's been 947 days since an injury or a lost-time situation and 417 days since any incident. While Veterans Day is 7 months away, organizers of the Brazos Valley Vietnam Veterans Memorial in downtown Bryan are asking for public assistance in three areas. Ken Spencer of the local Vietnam Veterans of America chapter says they're looking for family members of three who were killed to invite them to the memorial's dedication program.
Sammy A. Martin, who is home of record as Bryan, who we have not located their family. Calvin L. McDavis from Leon County, who is buried in Tyler. And the other one is Dennis Hammond, who is buried up in Bremen, which is Robertson County.
Spencer says 52 names have been confirmed for the memorial, including 13 Aggies. Contact information on how to add names to the list and to make a tax-deductible contribution to the project is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 6:09. It's 50 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improve the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Almost the entire state in the clear this morning. The only place we're seeing any patchy cloudiness is down around Brownsville. We'll have lots of sunshine today and a high very close to 75. Clear weather for tonight. Temperatures will fall back to 50 to 55. Sunshine will be with us tomorrow. It'll be warmer, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low near 60. On Friday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine with a high between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with Fighting Texas Aggie baseball leading the way and a big win over Prairie View A&M to get them back on the right track. The system at University of Texas A&M presented A&M with the employment contract for Paul Bear Bryant. It was kind of interesting. Got a chance to sit down and visit with John David Crow about that. And the Lady Cougars of College Station are advancing into the regional round of the playoffs. We've got that plus a whole lot more coming up in sports.
So the son of an 85-year-old woman in a Long Island nursing home suing the facility after he says the male stripper was hired to dance for his mother. I know. An attorney representing the East Neck Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. I guess up there at East Neck doesn't sound odd, but to the rest of the country it does. Oh, you mean East Neck? Well, we're in West Neck now. They do it different.
Apparently now it's Naked Neck.
Yeah, really. The attorney representing the East Neck Nursing and Rehabilitation Center says the performance was, quote, requested and approved by a committee of residents.
I'm wondering what his mom thinks about it.
Well, now, the lawsuit states that the woman, the very lovely Bernice Youngblood, quote, was placed in apprehension of imminent offensive physical harm as she was confused and bewildered as to why a muscular, almost nude man was approaching her and placing his body and limbs over her. The son claims he found a photo of the man with his mom, who was seen sticking dollar bills in his briefs.
Get out!
While the other seniors stood around and cheered. Described the incident as vile. Says, dear mom doesn't have the physical and mental capacity to make sure what kind of a decision to make about lap dances. I don't know if that's true or not. I kind of want to go back to this point where it says the performance was requested and approved by a committee of residents.
How would you like to sit in on that meeting?
Well, I'd like to know what the gender makeup is first, and then we could probably go forward from there.
Won't somebody please think of the seniors?
Yeah, exactly. Morning. Yeah. Morning. Yes, for the seasoned citizens.
We got a lot of info.
But you're right, I mean, who floated that idea?
Hey, you know what would be fun, y'all?
Yeah. Or, hey, I'm going to mention this, and you second my motion. How's that? Yeah, things are going crazy in East Neck at the Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Giving Florida a run for their money.
Yeah.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's April the 9th. I hope everybody got the chance to celebrate Hug a Lawyer yesterday, or whatever it was. Appreciate a Lawyer. Lawyer Appreciation Day. That's it. Today is Name Yourself Day.
One, two, there
three,
we are.
Four. There we go. I'll turn those up. Name Yourself Day.
What?
Kind of thought that had already been taken care of. I don't know. Maybe today's the day that you want to, change your name.
So say, from now on today, I would like to be called Bob.
There we go. Today also is Chinese Almond Cookie Day. And Jenkins Ear Day. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means.
With a J?
Yeah.
Jenkins Ear?
Ear Day. Yeah.
The War of Jenkins Ear.
Really? Read on, please.
You got me.
Waiting for Wikipedia to load. Here we are. Conflict between Great Britain and Spain that lasted from 1739 to 48.
What?
Major operations largely ended in 42. Its unusual name, coined by Thomas Carlyle in 1858, refers to an ear severed from Robert Jenkins, captain of a British merchant ship.
Wow, okay.
And it was exhibited before Parliament.
Oh, my God!
Very nice.
That was their version, I guess, of going to the mattresses.
Oh, okay, well. Well, there you go. You got it. It's, that's what it is.
That's why we're here, right?
Yeah, that's it. All right, for birthdays.
Isaac Hempstead Wright from the Game of Thrones is 15 years old. He plays Brian Stark. Ellie Fanning, Dakota's little sister, is 16. She's in the new Maleficent movie, which is supposed to be really good. Kristen Stewart is 24 from the Twilight movies, and Jesse McCartney is 27. The voice of Theodore in Alvin and the Chipmunks, and is one of the characters in Tinkerbell. That's why I brought that one up, because I've seen that one about a million times.
Okay, there you go.
Leighton Meesters is...
Did you do the dialogue along with him now?
No.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, yeah. I look on my computer and stuff and feign interest with my daughter.
There you go. Go ahead. Yeah.
A late mister from Gossip Girls and was in Country Strong as well as 28. Keisha Knight Pullman is 35. She played little Rudy Huxtable in The Cosby Show.
Oh.
She's all grown up now. Very pretty girl. Rachel Stevens is 36 years old. Cynthia Nixon is 48. She was in Sex and the City. Paulina Porizkova.
Yeah, she's blind.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah, I know, but she's blind.
Yeah, she's married to Rick Ocasek.
She's pretty ugly.
Yeah. She's 49. Dennis Quaid is 60. Hal Ketchum.
Oh, yeah.
Small Town Saturday Night, 61 years old.
If you've never seen the video, it's great.
Yeah, that is one of the a really, really good country song.
And it's so you know, I mean, it shows midget cowboys, okay? It's an old midget cowboy movie, which makes you wonder, is this a genre have you ever heard Ben Mankiewicz talk about, you know, midget cowboy movies on TMC or Turner
no.
Classic Movie?
Yeah. I don't ever remember John Huston shooting midget cowboys.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Just saying.
Hugh Hefner.
They use shorter tripods. Okay. Hugh Hefner.
Yeah. He's 88. Shorter tripod.
Can you imagine the stories he's forgotten?
Yes. and finally, Carl Perkins would have had his birthday today.
All right. Michael Learned from the Waltons, 75. Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe on MSNBC would be 51. And Jim Fowler, who used to be the host of Wild Kingdom. and you know, if you're old like I am, Jim Fowler had to work his way up, okay?
Yep.
Because Marlon Perkins was the first host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And, I mean, it would be, this lake is full of deadly piranha. While I stay in the boat, Jim climbs out of the boat into the water. He's always doing that stuff, you know? We tried to find out if crocodiles eat chicken. So while I stay in the boat, Jim sticks his hand down the throat of the alligator. So, yeah, he's the guy who used to have to do all that stuff. He's 82. So, there you are. All right, 6:18.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, remember that promise Obamacare is going to bring down your family's health care premium costs by $2,500 per family per year? Here's reality according to an analysis conducted by Morgan Stanley. Quote, the April survey shows the largest acceleration in small and individual group rates for renewing health plans in any of the 12 prior quarterly periods. The average increases for the present quarter are now in excess of 11% in the small group market, 12% in the individual market, and some states show increases 10 to 50 times that amount. Now, the analysts conclude that the increases are largely due to the changes because of Obamacare. Obamacare, again, proving to be a disaster, not only for health care, but our economy, your freedom, and, of course, your wallet.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, when I get a muscle or a joint pain or back pain, I don't want pills. I just want relief, and I want it fast. Now, thankfully, a friend pointed out to me Salon Pause Jet Spray. Now, it has two powerful pain-fighting ingredients that I can spray right where it hurts, and it sprays on clear, dries fast, and best of all, it starts to work on contact, and it lasts for hours and hours. Salon Paz is now my go-to pain reliever. Now, you can find the blue can with the blue cap, so try Salon Paz Jet Spray today. Use as directed.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. Recently, a man told us he'd finally learned to deal with his anthropophobia, an overwhelming fear of other people. How? He went to Golfsmith and got the Nike VRS Covert 2.0 driver with its high-speed cavity back design. Now he hits the ball so far, he doesn't have to be around anyone on the course. You don't need a psychological disorder to get the Nike VRS Covert 2.0 driver. You just need to go to Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Aggie fans, join the Texas A&M softball team beginning Friday night, April the 11th at 7 o'clock for a big three-game weekend series against the Tennessee Lady Vols. The series continues on Saturday, April 12th at 4 o'clock, and the Aggies wrap up the weekend with the Lady Vols on Sunday at 12 noon. Plenty of fun for the entire family all weekend, including giveaways, activities for the kids, and much more. Purchase your tickets at AggieAthletics.com or call 1-888-99-AGGIE.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on by and see us.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 621. Our Florida story for this morning. A Florida woman wearing nothing but a thong rampaged through a St. Petersburg, Florida McDonald's Monday, banging her head on the counter and then attempting to take apart the kitchen with her bare hands. Eventually, she chilled by eating the soft serve right out of the machine. Employees, for their part, posted the uncensored security video later that night, along with a running commentary. They were amused.
I don't know how she didn't get brain freeze, and she didn't attempt. She succeeded in tearing apart that McDonald's.
Really?
Oh, man, it was carnage.
Huh. So anyway, that's I guess the video's gone now. Have they taken it down?
No, I think it's up on Live Leak.
Okay. What? On Live Link?
A Live Leak, L-E-A-K.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This woman is my new role model, said one of the employees.
They thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Even the manager. I mean, really? Well, I don't know that he was a store owner, maybe a shift manager.
Yeah, I got to say, it's not his stuff.
I think bemused is more.
Oh, well, anyway, how fun is that? Florida with an all new low. What? Oh, did I push? Oh, sorry. I was going through pushing buttons because my headphones were messing up, and Kevin comes and gets his hurt look on his face.
I watched it too, and he's absolutely right. This woman went batty. It was carnage.
I didn't see her hitting her head on the counter. But you know where they keep the little yogurt things back there? She was just sticking her arm in and pulling them out. Just
really? What was she angry about?
I don't think it ever showed. The video starts with her being topless and going nuts.
Hey, caller. Nope, caller went away.
I heard a hello. He wanted to talk.
Oh, well, there we go.
The Weather Channel returns to DirecTV. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The Weather Channel is back on the DirecTV lineup after a three-month absence. The cable network and the satellite TV provider have a new programming agreement that will have DirecTV paying a little more to carry the Weather Channel. The Wall Street Journal says Hilton Hotels played a role in resolving the dispute. DirecTV is looking to become Hilton's preferred TV provider, and Hilton wants the Weather Channel to be available to its guests. A new batch of recalls was issued by Toyota. Problems with seat rails, airbag cables, engine starters, steering column brackets, and windshield wiper motors will send more than 6 million vehicles back to dealerships worldwide. More than 2 million of the recalled vehicles were sold in North America. Twitter will have a new look. User profiles on the short messaging service will feature bigger photos. Twitter will eventually look more like Facebook. Stock market futures are modestly higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We're a regional business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFFICES.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Windy yesterday, wasn't it? I mean, they were absolutely right because the wind picked up and stayed that way all day. Today, completely different situation. Sunny, a high temperature near 77. The winds will be calm, maybe 5 miles an hour. About 53 for a low tonight. And then we're on a run of 80s, it looks like, for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Now, it's going to be kind of cloudy on Saturday, but no mention of rain. Rain does come into the forecast on Sunday with a 30% chance, but we're still going to be up at 78-ish or so. So the temps ought to be pretty nice. And again, fortunately, the wind is going to lay down now so that we don't have to deal with that anymore. Currently, we've got a few clouds out there. That's about all. And let's see. Hang on. It's a 47 degrees. And as they were saying, it looks like the only rain in the entire state of Texas is down near Brownsville.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
See if you know anyone who fits this description. Overly giving, hyper-responsible, and inclined to rescue. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try Paraswabs. What makes Paraswabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-663-0853. That's 1-800-663-0853. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-663-0853. That's 1-800-663-0853.
Guilt is a useful emotion. It keeps us from doing bad things. Toxic guilt, on the other hand, is not so good.
Toxic guilt is good guilt that's gone wrong. It's the kind of guilt that keeps you trapped in relationships or situations that you really do not want to be in.
Susan Carell, author of the book Escaping Toxic Guilt, says a good example is staying in a bad or abusive relationship because the guilt you would feel if you left would be unbearable. That's toxic guilt. Who typically suffers from it?
They tend to be people who are overly giving, hyper-responsible, and they're inclined to rescue. If you were taught that your needs were really never quite as important as the needs of other people, then you grew up feeling guilty if you're not accommodating other people.
Taking small steps to assert your needs over others is a good way to start getting over toxic guilt.
For example, decide you're not going to have the whole family at your house for Thanksgiving next year again. Decide you'll fix what you want for dinner tomorrow night. Decide you will play golf next Saturday. Basically, that your needs and desires are just as important as somebody else's.
And you'll likely find when you do this, it's not nearly as difficult as you thought.
You have to feel the fear and do it anyway, even though you might feel that discomfort. It's incredibly liberating.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Supporters of changing the Bryan City Charter received no help from a city council majority. A request to automatically add three questions to the November ballot was rejected Tuesday night. Art Hughes says the proposal to ban relatives of council members from serving on city committees is based on falsehoods.
Most of the things that are said are either said by people who don't have the facts or are not interested in the truth.
Al Sines says the ban protects citizens from future council actions.
We as a council can choose to impose reasonable safeguards against future city council members. And I don't think that's asking too much.
Chuck Condorla says supporting the ban means violating the U.S. and Texas constitutions.
Provision one here insults current members, I believe, was written, in my opinion, on sour grapes, and is unenforceable by the Texas state constitution.
Chuck Condorla and Ann Horton also said the city attorney recommended against placing the charter questions on the ballot. July 1st is the deadline for supporters to turn in enough signatures to certify about 1,400 in time for the general election. More is known about the discovery of two bodies inside a Bryan home destroyed by fire Monday morning.
A Madisonville man's in jail accused of not having permission to take an SUV from the scene of what the arrest report says was an explosion caused by arson. Bryan police say they're still waiting on the medical examiner's office to confirm the victim's identities. According to the arrest report, family members and police believe they are a woman and her father. 12 hours after the fire, police arrested 34-year-old Dennis Wayne Brown III. That's after seeing the Ford Edge in the parking lot of the El Camino Motel on Highway 21 and through the motel room window saw the keys on Brown's bed. Brown was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and remains jailed in lieu of a $150,000 bond. The arrest report refers to local and state fire investigators finding unspecified evidence of arson, but nothing is said about a motive for the explosion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Nationwide, motorists are being reminded to pay attention to work zones. The wives and children of two men who are regularly in work zones as part of their jobs with the TxDOT office in Bryan were part of a news conference Tuesday. Transportation engineer Ryan Jackson asked drivers to slow down and keep an eye out on constantly changing situations.
It's very important to all of us, like I said, that we get to go home every day and be with our families and our loved ones. So we thank everybody for paying attention to the signs and the speed zones and everything else that we have to aid people getting through our work zones.
District spokesman Bob Colwell says on Texas highways last year, 115 people died in work zone crashes.
84% of 2013 work zone fatalities being motorists rather than workers. Since 1938, TxDOT has lost 103 of its employees to a third-party vehicular crash on or near a roadway.
More than 3,500 sustained serious injuries from more than 17,000 work zone crashes. Afternoon commuters in the area of Welburn and Rock Prairie roads were slowed down yesterday by a crash involving a cement truck. The driver was ticketed by College Station police for running a red light. Witnesses told police the southbound truck rolled on its side after swerving into the northbound lane to miss crossing traffic. The truck then slid into an oncoming van. Both drivers sustained non-life-threatening injuries and were treated at the scene. A local Vietnam Veterans of America chapter has 52 names, including 13 Aggies, that will be on a memorial to be located in downtown Bryan. Spokesman Ken Spencer says they're looking for all who should be honored.
You grew up in the Brazos Valley, which is the seven counties. Family was living here when you passed away. You're buried in the Brazos Valley, or you got family presently residing in the Brazos Valley.
Organizers have the goal of dedicating the memorial by this Veterans Day.
Hopefully when we get this thing unveiled, we'll have a very nice crowd there for the families. We're expecting probably a minimum of 400 to 500 family members there. We've really been working on contacting the families.
Online at WTAW.com is a link to the memorial website. That's where you can see the current list of Vietnam vets who will be honored and how you can make a tax-deductible donation to the memorial. As American and U.S. Airways merge, they're combining their frequent flyer programs, which have about 100 million members. Rick Shaney, CEO at FareCompare.com, says it's going to cost more points to get free tickets.
The bottom line is that all these programs are devaluing their virtual currency, which happens to be miles in this point, all the different airlines. And the main reason for doing it is, one, they're all doing it, and two, they can.
Shaney adds that they're also asking, they're also taking away free checked bags from many loyalty customers. The Texas Board of Education is considering a proposal to add a Mexican-American Studies course as a statewide high school elective. Proponents say the move would give students a deeper understanding of their state, where Hispanics make up 51% of public school students, and which was once part of Mexico. Critics dismiss the proposal as an attempt to inject progressive politics into the classroom. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 49 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Anyone can make a referral to Hospice Brazos Valley, healthcare agencies, family and friends, physicians and hospitals. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station and save $10 on select motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
If you miss Kairos Truck Center's Demo Day sale, don't worry. You can still take advantage of zero down with 0% interest on every zero-turn mower in stock. Hi, this is David with Kairos Trucks, and the zeros have been extended. Get great deals on all Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers in stock with zero down and 0% interest. This year, cut your mowing time in half by taking advantage of the zero down and zero interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos Truck Center. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
If you grew up in Texas like I did, you more than likely grew up in a house that had a gun. With that said, you know a little something about firearms. At least I thought I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I tell you what, if you want to get a lesson, go to Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the two owners, both have combat experience, and they show you more about guns than you ever thought you would know. And for me, the best part is they do it without making me feel stupid, because you don't want to go in there thinking you know something and then find out you were completely wrong. Dad may have had a gun, but he doesn't have guns like you're going to find at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
Good morning, it's 6:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool or warm, and no additional charge. They'll have that for you as they fix your 690-2278, Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here are the numbers.
High pressure over the central part of the state will continue to produce clear skies and sunny weather today. Highs will climb up to 75. Tonight should be clear. Lows will be 50 to 55. We'll have mostly sunny conditions during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows near 60. During Friday, a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs on Friday between 75 and 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a coach, to be associated with that is, as I said, it's kind of breathtaking.
That's Coach Sumlin at the presentation where the system, A&M system, gave A&M proper the paperwork that Paul Bear Bryant signed to actually become a coach at Texas A&M. We'll share that, plus A&M baseball from last night. There was a little old basketball game for the ladies as well, and all that coming up. We'll do it for you here about 12 minutes in sports.
Yeah, okay. So the president used a high-profile... Oh, first of all, Bill Flores is traveling to Fort Hood this morning, so we'll talk with him tomorrow instead of our regular Wednesday visit. President Obama used a high-profile White House event yesterday to try to dare Senate Republicans into supporting the Paycheck Fairness Act. There's a vote on that today. Supporters of the bill claim it would help narrow a much-talked-about pay gap between men and women, which is often illustrated with the phrase, a woman makes just 77 cents for every dollar made by a man. Events like this one and those centering recently on the minimum wage illustrate a major problem, however, for the Democrats. As Democratic strategist Tom Edsel has pointed out, the present-day Democratic message does not resonate with a lot of white, male, working-class voters, instead favoring women and minorities in a presidential year that works. He said when we're talking off year, not so much. So they need to understand the strategy that they use to elect a president is not going to work here. Now, do U.S. American women really make just 77 cents for every dollar that a man makes? It is a yes and a no, and it's obviously a little bit complicated. If you take into consideration the pay levels of all jobs held by all Americans, regardless of experience or age, and count all those factors together, yes, the statement is true. But the more nuanced look at this shows that that 23-cent gap that they're talking about in pay exists largely because women tend to choose lower-paying careers and professions.
You're joking.
Yep. Sorry to give you the facts.
Well,
hate to roll that out on you.
When the news came out yesterday that President Obama's administration was paying their staffer, female staffers, less.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the, who was that? The Texas Lieutenant Governor.
Oh, yeah. No, we had the problem. Yeah. Greg Abbott.
Greg Abbott.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the same issue, two different administrations. And I took that as an opportunity not to berate the Obama administration because I support it. Or I'm aware that Abbott's administration had the same issue that women do take lower paying jobs.
Yes.
They societally will take time off for kids. It's just the way it's the way we operate, gender specific roles.
And now, and this has really within the framework of the workplace has really moved at light speed, as far as I'm concerned, from 30 years ago. I mean, think about there were absolutely no role models for women in upper industry. None. I mean, 30 years ago, it just was not even talked about. Now we've seen any number of women who have been in CEO positions. The CEO of a GM was a woman, right? I mean, she was before the Senate last week. And Meg Whitman, I mean, there have been any number of women who now have risen to the absolute paramount position in major companies. So those situations do exist, but you're right. By and large, societally, they take off to go have children or do other things. Their career develops differently.
And the opposite of the white-collar jobs, the blue-collar, a lot of women aren't working in the oil industry.
Right. Exactly right. That's exactly right. So, I mean, to once again try to paint this with a blanket is very, very difficult. All right. Guess what? Hillary Clinton now says she's thinking about running for president.
Oh,
you heard it here first. That's a shocker, isn't it?
Surprise.
See how that goes. Hey, big shout out this morning to the next Anthony Weiner. His name is Vance McAllister. You heard about him?
Louisiana?
Yeah. Is that where he's from? It could be. Anyway, yeah, Lance apparently fired Melissa Annie Hickson Peacock, the staffer that he was caught making out with.
Yeah, I think he's from Louisiana.
That's it. Both of them married. The big story here is the bigger headline, because he ran as a family values candidate who touted both his Christianity and his wife and family in the ads.
Well, it's his office. Wouldn't he know there were security cameras there?
Yeah, well, you know, once again, those members of Congress, they suddenly get stupid every once in a while. I think Gates said that, right? Once the cameras turn on, they become stupid. I think he basically said that. Hey, here's another shocker for you. As the Government Accountability Office hands Congress yet another report that's chock full of ideas to cut down on expenses and duplication within government, first and foremost, the Pentagon. They, in fact, said there are any number of ways where they could be saving money in the Defense Department. The military has 8 different offices dealing with POW/MIA issues. The GAO found the military runs a fragmented health care system that could easily save money through consolidation. The report says the military's satellite services are a prime example of duplication. At one Air Force base, 8 separate control centers are being used to operate 10 different satellite programs. The list goes on and on within the Defense Department, but there's even more. Yes, there is. One idea for the GEO was to have Congress pass a law that says if you want to renew or get a new passport, you can't have any outstanding tax with debts with the IRS. I kind of like that. The GAO also had some other suggestions about closing the tax gap, which is estimated at $400 billion a year. That's the amount of money that the feds are owed but not paid by taxpayers and businesses. And there are any number of other opportunities for them to save money. For instance, anywhere from autism research, which is spread out over 11 agencies, any number of duplications out there. The GAO website, if you want to just sit and gnash your teeth, what a great place to go. I mean, anybody in the rest of the world would not be doing this. In the real business world, we would not duplicate the services no. the way they do there. And you know, that would throw a lot of people out of work, and it certainly would shake up the government. The problem is the boys and girls in Congress would never do anything like that because those are bureaucrats over there, okay? They're going to be there come or go. I mean, the top tier may change because of the spoils system where the party in power is able to get their people up there. But when it comes to the folks who are just doing the work, the folks who have a job. I need to say that. I almost said was doing work, didn't I? I didn't mean that. I really didn't mean that. But, yeah, it's anybody could walk in and look at that and go, this is not efficient. We're not going to do that. That would throw tons of people out of work. But there's the GAO. And, again, how frustrating would that job be? You keep showing them how they could save money to go, okay, thanks. Yeah, please don't bother me. I have stuff to do. No, we need to keep that because my Aunt Gertrude has a job over there, and we need to keep it.
Well, go ahead.
How much of that is it going back to the state stuff, too?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I want to get – this is all for my constituency.
Exactly.
It's like bureaucratic hoarders.
You're absolutely right.
I need that. I need that. No. Okay. Well, not that. That has sentimental value.
I like that.
There's so many people working. I can't get rid of that.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 12th, learn about wildlife fencing, product selection, construction techniques, fencing costs, and more. It's Fencing for Wildlife happening this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
They're related to our most popular fiber. They're cousins to cotton, yet they're among our most popular summertime flowers. As a group, they're all in the hibiscus camp, and it's as if they were designed just for Texas conditions. The hibiscus group of plants. I'll have details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has printed. I've been at the press checks, folks, and it is beautiful. It's being bound and will mail sometime in very early April. You need to get it, and I have a special deal for you. Now, this book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and all of my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we printed it right here in Texas. That's where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed. Available only from neilsperry.com or by calling 1-800-752-GROW. Get the book for only $28.95, normally $32.95, or get the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. You get all of that for only $42.95. It's a $56.90 value for $42.95. Call today, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com. Some hibiscus and their relatives are annuals, some are perennials, and still others are woody shrubs. One, that's okra, is even edible. But it won't be the focus of our spotlight. We're going to list some of the best of the hibiscus clan, and then you're going to head out to the garden center to buy them. This is a great time for planting. Let's start with Rose of Sharon, or Althea. This is the woodiest of the bunch. It's a deciduous shrub to 8 to 12 or 15 feet tall and wide, depending on the variety. It flowers in the late spring and early summer. It blooms sporadically through the rest of the summer. Depending on the variety, the flowers are single with 5 petals or double with multiple petals, and colors will include white, lavender, rose, and combinations of the 3. Altheas are most common in older neighborhoods where they've been growing for decades. However, more and more gardeners are rediscovering them for urban gardens, and you'll commonly see them in the backs of perennial beds, also along property lines where they can screen and delineate boundaries. Then there are tropical hibiscus. These are also shrubs, but they will tolerate absolutely no freezing weather. As such, they should either be planted into the ground and allowed to freeze come winter, or kept in pots so they can be brought into the garden room or the greenhouse over the winter. They do not survive well in garages during the dark days of December and January. Tropical hibiscus have dark green glossy leaves and single or double flowers in brilliant shades of red, pink, white, yellow, orange, and lavender. Like all the members of the family, they bloom best in full sun. Keep them growing actively via regular watering and feeding to keep them producing flower buds constantly. Then we have hardy hibiscus or mallows. These are gorgeous. They're winter hardy clear into Canada with immense flowers 8 to 10 inches across, always single and always in shades of red, pink, or white. They make large clumps. The tops die back to the ground each winter and then return the following spring. They're very coarse textured, so put them at the back of the garden. Hollyhocks are biennials. However, we also now have some annual types that will grow and bloom in the same season. They'll get 30 to 50 inches tall. They're beautiful, and their flowers are along vertical spikes. Turk's cap, if you want a strong-growing perennial that will brighten its part of the garden and drive the butterflies and hummingbirds wild, this is the one. It grows quickly to 4 to 5 feet tall, although there are dwarf forms available. There are ornamental cotton varieties. There's just a whole lot going on in the hibiscus clan. I'm Neil Sperry, Container Gardening, in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Texas A&M baseball got off the schneid after dropping 6 of their last 9 and popped Prairie View A&M 8-2 last night at Olsen Field. Jason Freeman picked up the win after throwing 5 innings of scoreless baseball in relief, allowing just 2 base runners after going into the game in the second. Aggie skipper Rob Childress liked what he saw on the mound for a change from A&M.
I thought we played really well tonight. We didn't get off to a great start, and I thought our bullpen was fantastic, starting with Jason Freeman, and the 3 guys behind him were really sharp. And thought we were great offensively after the first time through. We made an adjustment and got after their starter and got him out of the game and continued to score there in the middle innings. And I thought we played good all the way around.
Aggs are back in action this weekend as they travel to Nashville to take on the 7th-ranked Vanderbilt Commodores. That all starts on Friday. Yesterday afternoon, Texas A&M University System presented Texas A&M with the original employment contracts of former Aggie head football coach Paul Bear Bryant. It will be housed at the new Hall of Honor in the new Kyle Field, and I got a chance to ask Coach Sumlin his thoughts on coaching at a school with Bryant's heritage.
When you start talking about things like Junction and guys here, John David Crow and Phil Adams, guys who actually were here, and then for this type of paperwork to go into our Hall of Champions, and as a coach to be associated with that is, as I said, it's kind of breathtaking.
By the way, Bryant's salary back in 1954 was $15,000, 1% of the ticket sales, and a smallish house, which, by the way, is still standing. I got the chance also to speak with John David Crow. I asked him about the $15,000 just for fun.
That's what I made my first year in pro football, is $15,000. So at that time, it was more money than $15,000 is today. But Coach Bryant only made $18,000 when he was coaching over at Alabama, or that's what he told me at one point in time.
From college to high school, we go down to the College Station Lady Cougar soccer team. They'll advance to the regional tournament for the first time in the school's young history with a 2-0 win over Port Neches Grove last night. The Cougars' next match, Friday, against Springwoods. They'll be in Humble, and they started off at 4 o'clock.
3-2-1, zeros on the clock, and this game is over. We have witnessed women's college basketball history for a record breaking ninth time. UConn has won the national basketball championship more than any other school in the women's game. Move over, Tennessee. The Huskies have the record.
The UConn Huskies routed Notre Dame 79-58. This marks just the second time since 2004 that Connecticut has won both NCAA men's and women's Division I basketball titles in the same season. Hopping over now to Major League Baseball, Texas beat Boston 10-7, and Toronto kept Houston's slide going by bumping the Stros 5-2. In the NBA, Terrence Jones and James Harden had 33 apiece, and the Houston Rockets kept their playoff push running with a 145-130 victory over the Los Angeles Lakers. The Dallas Mavericks beat the Utah Jazz 95-83 last night in their fifth straight victory. In the win, Dirk Nowitzki bumped the Big O, Oscar Robertson, off the top 10 in the NBA's all-time scoring list.
Amazing. I mean, top 10 is unreal. It's been a crazy ride. Passing Big O, who obviously averaged triple-doubles numerous seasons.
Nowitzki has almost 28,000 points in his career. Rick Rubio scored 23 to lead the Minnesota Timberwolves to a 110-91 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. On now to the ice of the NHL, where the playoff-chasing Dallas Stars won 3-2 over the Nashville Predators last night to eliminate Predators from postseason play.
Tyler Seguin for the win! Yes!
That in the fourth round of the shootout, that iced the win for the Stars, and Dallas holds on to eighth and final spot in the Western Conference for the playoffs. And finally, children of the 80s will remember the Ultimate Warrior, one of the biggest stars in professional wrestling. Well, he passed away yesterday at the age of 54. Born James Brian Helwig, Warrior legally changed his name in 93. The cause of his death was not mentioned. He was inducted, however, into the WWE Hall of Fame just this past Saturday. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information. At the brand new Fred and Fred Seafood Market, their motto is, if it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. That's the quality and extremely fresh seafood you'll find at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. If you're looking for Gulf shrimp, redfish, snapper, cod, haddock, and more, it's at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. Ask about their ready-to-cook seasoned fish, great for quick and healthy dinners. Fred and Fred Seafood Market on South College, just south of the Farm Patch. Aggie-owned and operated. Fred and Fred Seafood Market. You'll taste the difference.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6.